news, Saudi media just gave Trump a new title, the true president of the world. When Trump arrived in Riyadh, it wasn't just diplomacy. It looked like a coronation. He was greeted with golden sabers, white Arabian stallions, and a royal motorcade fit for a king. It was imperial treatment. Saudi outlets called it a tribute to power, something no U.S. president in history has ever received.
Scott, that's JWildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 426. We're going to cover in this VCast Trump's Middle East visit. So much has happened. Is Trump the Antichrist? Some people that I follow and really respect talk about a political wound rising from a political room. Personally, I think the Antichrist will literally have a mortal wound and show up as a hologram tied into artificial intelligence from the dream that I had in 2008. We've covered it with Bible studies, that point of view. But ultimately, we know Chabad Lupovich and others have said AI is the new Tower of Babel. It's this beast system. Lucifer wants to be all knowing. Everything is going to be a node tied in and measured to artificial intelligence. So it's the rise of the beast system. We've been warning about it for 4 years, my friends. And it's not by my wisdom. It's from different dreams that I've had once I became a Christian. But the first story I want to cover in terms of this beast system before we get into Trump, this is alarming. You need your right and your left choice of brain-computer interface, of biodigital convergence that ultimately is optogenetics. Because remember, we've covered this often, that you don't need a major chip in your head. They have nanotech that is nano-lace, that laces your brain. And they can do it with non-invasive surgery. And this proves my point. And these are words that I'm saying from Elon Musk. And again, Elon said, when you hook up to AI, they have read-write capabilities. Write means they can plant memories. So you'll no longer be yourself. You'll blaspheme the Holy Ghost. From PC Magazine, you can now control Apple devices with a brain implant if you have one. Apple adds support for brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, to iOS, iPadOS, and VisionOS. It's currently working with a startup, Synchron, to test it on patients. Oh, goody. Apple does not currently manufacture its own brain-computer interface like Elon Musk's Neuralink. It's working with Brooklyn-based startup Synchron, which implants, get this, in a vein above the brain's motor cortex. So it's implemented in the veins. Non-invasive surgery. Dubbed the Stentrode implant, it aims to interpret the intent of the user based on their brain signals, then rely that to the device's operating system and perform actions on the device without the person ever touching it. You'll be the cell phone by 2030, according to the executive from the World Economic Forum during a meeting that they had. We've always mentioned that. And then 6G is very, very important for holograms. So there might be a hologram that might be your cell phone. It's wicked. It's iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. It's a DNA seed war, my friends. All right, let's get into the Middle Eastern trip with Trump. American CEOs, Elon Musk, Sam Altman, Larry Fink, joined Trump at Saudi royal court. And I just was blown away with the arsenal of executives for the Middle East. Just some of them, because it's the rise of the beast system. Former U.S. President Donald Trump recently visited the Middle East, where he was joined by several high-profile business leaders. And I just took a couple of them. The Hill actually showed all of them. I have the source down below, including Elon Musk, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, Blackstone CEO was there as well, OpenAI Sam Altman, Palantir, right? The pre-crime software that we've been warning about, Alex Karp. You have the chip manufacturer. You have Iron Mountain CEO. I've not talked much about Iron Mountain, but Iron Mountain actually has all the storage units and the old school storage units of paperwork for financial firms that mysteriously burned. You have the CIO of Google, CEO of IBM, and the CEO of Amazon. This is nothing short of the beast system. They attended the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum, where numerous deals were signed. Some of the major agreements include Amazon announced a $5 billion partnership to develop an AI zone. That means enslavement zone in Saudi Arabia. Elon Musk's Starlink received Saudi approval for expansion. This fits the last VCast that I did of how they're negotiating tariff reductions after they increase them to launch Starlink. That's the beast system. That is how it is being launched around the world. Check out that last VCast that we did. BlackRock was involved in discussions at investments in the U.S., including $142 billion in military equipment purchases. One of the companies that was there actually does drones. I mean, this is the rise of the beast system. Right before your eyes, multiple countries as well. Now, I want to cover the story I covered last week about MasterCard exec says AI agents helping you make your next purchase. So an AI agent can make your next purchase. And a listener actually wrote an interesting comment that I thought was interesting. I'm not sure if this person is a lawyer, but it has lawyer type insights about how if artificial intelligence will make your purchases for you. Now, if you haven't seen that last VCast, AI will search via MasterCard. Great deals. They'll know your profile, but then they can actually be your agent to make the purchase. And my question was, when central bank digital currencies come out, where there are rules and all these trackers, like the social credit tracker or the carbon dioxide tracker that you exhale, and you've had too much meat that month, how will that work with universal basic income? How will that work with the World Economic Forum? Own nothing and like it. Think about how the power of attorney may work in the digital age. If an agent can act as you, they do this in companies already because your name is the principal. So now in a digital era, the name and social, the current era, become the digital twin in the tech era. This comes to mind when hearing AI agents assigned to purchase things using tech for the safety and price checking on behalf of another. When does the AI overrule you? And if you're hooked up to artificial intelligence with this bio-digital convergence, this optogenetics, when do you give away your free will? And we covered a long time ago, if your DNA changes because of the mRNA technology, are you even human? Because if you follow GMO seed law, if you manipulate God's creation, you can patent it. So do we have patented humans out there? These are just questions that need to be answered. To file you, to patent you, to control you. And ultimately, this all funnels into the mark of the beast of not being able to buy or sell. This is coming fast, my friends. All right. Trump, is he the man of perdition, the lawless one? Let's peel back. Right? The Jewish Messiah will be your Antichrist. Cyrus as Messiah, understanding Trump's divine role from a rabbi. The connection between Trump, Cyrus, and the Messiah runs even deeper through Hebrew numerology, which I think is witchcraft. Donald Trump's name in Hebrew, remarkably the same numerical value as Messiah, as the house of David. I mean, personally, I think it's just witchcraft. But Bible expert Rabbi Glazerson discovered further connections, finding the words D. Trump and President of the USA hidden adjacent to Koresh, Cyrus, and Moshiach in the book of Leviticus. What's going on? And we're going to dive deep into the woman. I personally think the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem. And yes, Jerusalem sits on seven hills, and it's called the Great City. When you look at Great City, with hermeneutics, it's called Sodom and Egypt, where they crucified Christ. Is it Tel Aviv that is the gay capital of the world? Right? Pedophiles actually can escape to Israel and not be found. The Talmud says if you are a three-year-old, her hymen will come back. I mean, who would write that in their books? Demonic, my friends. It's satanic. So is Trump the little horn? I just thought this was an interesting article. We need to watch for lawlessness, right? A tiny TikTok creator company with no revenue and ties to China plans to buy $300 million in Trump's meme coin, and they might have already done it. Have you heard of GD Culture Group? Most likely not, since the Chinese e-commerce firm focusing on TikTok has just 8 employees and earned zero revenue last year. Still, though, it found the capital to make as much as a $300 million investment in Trump's meme coin, his cryptocurrency launched by Donald Trump that has no inherent value except maybe buying access to the president. There's a theme here, my friends, because let's dive deep into the Qatari plane. Trump says it would be stupid not to accept the gift of Qatari plane. That was $400 million. And so I started to look into the legalese of this. And what's interesting is it seems like Trump is pushing the envelope. Let's read. If it is a gift to the president, it is clearly not legal, Super told us. If, as the president has said, it is a gift to the United States government, that would be legal. But if there's a provision, as has been reported, that the aircraft would be made available to the president after he leaves office as part of the library museum, then it would be illegal. And Trump's saying, hey, Reagan did it. Trumpet News 1 on Telegram really covered how Jewish MAGA figures have been going nuts about this. Because you have to remember, the woman in the book of Revelation is riding the beast and will get kicked off. They will hate the whore, the 10 kings will, as the world consolidates. And I have a hypothesis, and I'm not certain on this by any means, but I'm watching it because Klaus Schwab said that the final government will be Google 3.0. So after hearing him say that, I wonder if the end of days 10 kings might be a combination of 10 regions and tech companies, and or just tech companies. We'll see. But Jewish MAGA figures, including Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, and Laura Loomer, have criticized the move, citing Qatar's ties to Hamas. Shapiro argued that if Hunter Biden had accepted such a gift, conservatives would be outraged. Loomer, a strong Trump supporter, called it a stain on his administration. Here's a tweet from Mark Levin. What the heck is going on? Can someone clearly explain this? We, the people, exactly what we are and what we are doing. See, the woman will be burned, right? The whore will be burned. And so you need to think about how this fits Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14, when all the nations go against Jerusalem. Somehow it'll be flipped. We'll dive a little bit deeper into it as well. Judgment will happen, right? Now, the big thing, people say, well, Trump has not leveraged his office for gain. Oh, but his family did with his first term. Do you remember the story where Qatar admitted to unwittingly helping bail out Jared Kushner's skyscraper? Let's read a little bit from the article. This is crazy. We reported on this when it happened. Kushner, right? Kushner, the son-in-law of Trump. Kushner Companies purchased 666 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan for $1.8 billion in 2007. However, the building became a financial burden, praise God, and Kushner sought investors to help refinance it. A Qatar-linked firm, Brookfield Asset Management, eventually bailed out the property in 2018. Qatar's sovereign wealth fund had a stake in Brookfield, but Qatari officials later stated that they were unaware of the deal at the time. The timing raised eyebrows because Kushner, as a senior advisor to Donald Trump, had reportedly supported a Saudi UAE blockade against Qatar just months before. This is gangster. This is a shakedown. That's what it sounds like. I mean, come on. Trump fans, wake up. If you're a huge Trump fan, go to SJ Wellfire and just search Trump. We show how he's into red gun flag laws. He's going against free speech to censor the net. On and on and on and on. Wings of the same bird, my friends. All right. Do you have eyes to see? I was a marketing person, was my career, and observation was big. Just listening, asking questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. And are they telling us? Are they telling us with their visuals and their naming convention? Because when with this Middle Eastern trip, he's treated like royalty. When he steps off the plane, a purple carpet, he's wearing a purple tie. His vehicle is called the Beast. Just watch this video, my friends. It just moved me. Short video.
You got to hand it to the Saudis. They really know how to put on a show. American flags carried by the Saudi Royal Army escorting Donald Trump and the Beast. They get some stuff going on.
Final Beast Kingdom, my friends. Check out some of the old VCast that we've done here. Trump is walking out with the purple carpet, purple tie, treated like royalty, my friends. All right, let's dive a little bit deeper into some of the deals made. Christians in Syria caught in a wave of sectarian killings, stoking fear for their future. And Trump praises the ISIS leader. He doesn't care about you, my friends. Donald Trump's recent Middle East trip included major agreements with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Syria, focusing on economic, AI, military, and diplomatic partnerships. One of the most notable deals was a $142 billion arms agreement with Saudi Arabia, describing it as the largest defense cooperation agreement in history. Additionally, Trump met with Syria's new president, Ahmad al-Sharaa, who was previously classified as a terrorist leader. And again, ISIS is us. I think all of this is theater. There might be some infighting for power. I'm sure there is some disagreements. And maybe the Lord can scare some of these leaders where they turn and come to Christ. I mean, we need to pray that the people, especially those that have dual citizen with Israel, come to Christ, because Edom must be destroyed. Edom is the West, Western nations. But Trump announced plans to lift U.S. sanctions on Syria, potentially allowing the country to stabilize under its new leadership. And again, for Trump's first administration, he was stealing Syria's oil. So this is very, very interesting, my friends. In a readout of the two leaders meeting in Saudi Arabia, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Mr. Trump had told the Syrian leader, ISIS leader, that he has tremendous opportunity to do something historic in his country, and urged him to join Saudi Arabia in signing on to the U.S.-backed Abraham Accords to normalize ties with Israel. When they say peace and safety, sudden destruction follows. And I just added this because everything is moving so fast. United States forms AI partnership with UAE, and this is creepy. And again, everything is a counterfeit. The Lord God is all-knowing. Then there's the Holy Ghost. And then there's Jesus Christ. So the Antichrist will have a fake resurrection, be tied to artificial intelligence, and show up as a hologram. With the dream I had in 2008, I didn't even know what a supercomputer was. But I saw his head sitting on a supercomputer. And what's crazy, I've investigated how they can keep heads alive. They have the technology to do this. We covered that VCast where they're selling a computer for $35,000 based on brain tissue. So the technology's there, and they're probably 30, 40 years ahead of what we're talking about. And then artificial intelligence, especially with the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies, will be all-knowing. It'll be able to read, write with life. That is their goal. Iron mixed with clay. Partly strong, partly weak. The seeds of men will not cleave. But this is mind-bending, and it'll probably be one or two AIs that will rule the world. I mean, you got to hand it to Trump. He is building our enslavement, building this AI infrastructure. And he's not stopping with Saudi Arabia. He's not stopping with Qatar. He's not stopping with Syria. He's also going to the United Arab Emirates. United States forms AI partnership with UAE. President Trump signed deals to create a 10-mile AI campus data center that would transform the United Arab Emirates into an AI powerhouse. I'll try to find the video where they're viewing this campus, a rendition of it, and it is massive. The announcement came as President Trump visited a new AI campus in Dubai on Thursday, a site that will be supplied by American-made AI chips and constitute the largest such project outside the United States. The campus is part of a planned artificial intelligence campus that will be supported by 5 gigawatts of electrical power. I wonder if they're going to launch free energy to supply artificial intelligence. And then I also speculate that the reason why they want us to have smart meters is to control what we can do, still give us a little, but then they take most of the electricity. Catherine Austin Fitz said the AI Stargate that Trump announced the second day of his administration, that came in left field, that they need 5 nuclear power plants to power our enslavement there in Texas. So when you peel back the onion of how does this all fit scripture? The woman rides the beast. And if the woman is the whore, the 10 kings will hate the whore. And then Zechariah 12 and 14, all nations against Jerusalem, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken. Zechariah 14, verse 2. The Lord brings everybody against Jerusalem in the end of days. And then some people repent and come to Christ, a remnant. So Trump is building the AI enslavement system where Israel is the third leading artificial intelligence company. We've talked about how IDF leaders are in Facebook or Meta. It's United States, China, Israel. United States and Israel are basically connected, joined at the hip. I've always speculated that artificial intelligence will be run out of Israel for the final beast system. This new infrastructure, we'll see with Greater Israel, part of Saudi Arabia is part of Greater Israel. We'll see how this whole thing nets out, my friends. Where will be the central AI hub, or maybe there'll be multiple hubs, but it'll be an enslavement grid, and it'll be the same one or two artificial intelligence running it all that are connected, centralized, maybe two or three AIs that all feed to one master when you actually understand some programming. And I'm butchering the language. I had a couple IT people report up to me, so I know a little bit. Back in the 80s, computers were just coming out, and you had to learn Fortran, and I think it was COBOL. So I had to learn all these programming languages because they didn't know where it was going to net out. But you peel back the onion, the Antichrist will turn on Jerusalem. Right? When Zechariah 14, verse 2, all nations will go against Jerusalem, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and there'll be a remnant that will be saved, that will actually give their self to Christ. And then this fits Revelation 17, verse 16, the 10 kings will hate the whore, and the 10 horns shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked. So are we seeing this happening? Going back to Levin and all these others are like, what's Trump doing? Why is he talking to all these Middle Eastern countries and building up their military? Fascinating, my friends. And granted, he's trying to get them to sign the Abraham Accords for peace, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction. Now, going a little bit deeper too, I was thinking about this, about the fig tree parable. But you need to go back to the Old Testament with Micah chapter 4, verse 4, and Hosea chapter 9, verse 10, representing prosperity and blessing, a fig tree. In the Old Testament, the fig tree symbolizes peace, security, and abundance. And then when you look at Hosea 9, verse 10, it's a spiritual condition, likens Israel to an early fig tree fruit reflecting on God's delight. Yet barren fig trees often signify or do signify judgment and decline. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree in her first time, but they went to Baal and separated themselves onto that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. So let's take a look at the Old Testament fig tree references that we just talked about, to what Jesus said about the fig tree in the parable. Matthew 21, verse 18 through 20. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. That's Jesus. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing therein but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away. Let me read that again. Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. So going back to the Old Testament about fig tree, prosperity, growth, judgment. No fruit's going to grow forever. What does that mean? And then how does that fit Matthew 24, verses 32 through 34? And I'm going to tell you where I lean on this. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And it's debated on this scripture. Is it end times? Is it the temple destruction? I lean more towards temple destruction when I look at the sister passages, but it's debated because you need to look at Matthew 21, 18, verse 20. Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. Great time to be alive, my friends. Let's summarize. Beast system is rising. Trump is bringing all these leaders to these Middle Eastern countries and implementing artificial intelligence that ultimately will enslave us all. We talked about in the last VCast how Trump raised the tariffs and it was bogus. It wasn't rate to rate. It was deficit with some funky formula that had nothing to do with reciprocal tariffs. It was a lie. It was a lawless lie. And now he's negotiating for Starlink to go everywhere, which is needed to communicate with the internet of bodies, because 5G, 6G can communicate at the cell level, at the nanotech level, iron mixed with clay for this mind controlism technology. Do you see it? Trump goes out treated like a king, getting gifts. I'm curious what happens with Trump's plane with Qatar. Does he keep it? Does he actually give it to his library? Supposedly that's illegal. The meme coin, $300 million paid off. Kushner, first administration, getting bailed out after doing a blockade. Lawless. Transhumanism Trump. Operation Warp Speed. Come on. What are we seeing here, my friends? And at the end of the day, the woman is going to get kicked off the beast. You think about how we've covered Trump going to Epstein's mansion in New York where there are cameras in every room and some witnesses coming out on Trump's actions. Why wouldn't Trump hate Israel if he's been blackmailed? They align and then they turn. Makes a little bit more sense that the woman of the Book of Revelation is Israel. Right? Watch Rome. Rome's a power player. There's no doubt. I'm researching the Pope. Thank you for those of you that have sent me articles. They are a power player, so I'm not dismissing that. And they're wicked. Folks, bless a Christian, and you'll be blessed. And that includes prayer. Have a glorious day.
Like in the old, just a lot heavier.
So your message to the people of Abu Dhabi is doing?
Well, it's just a message of unity. When you look at what we've just seen, it's great unity, great faith, incredible people with a tremendous leader who's a friend of mine. Thank you very much.